be able to endure. But more importantly, when you know that the odds are against you, in a sense, Mandela and South Africans really had nothing to lose. Apartheid was so entrenched, so devilish, and that if you wanted to get out of that situation, if you wanted to make sure that things change, you had no choice but to remain determined to fight it head on. And so that, in the end, is what forced Mandela and his colleagues and other African, South African, especially ANC, to fight, because there was no way out of it if you did not fight. So it seems to me that these are the two things. He was physically fit and morally determined because of the type of the evil that they faced. When he went to jail in 1964, later on, young people became pretty much radicalized. And many of the people started at that point to get out of South Africa, to try to go fight from neighboring countries, Mozambique, Botswana, Zambia, and they started to use, in many cases, violent means. Remember also that Mandela, when he started, he was not fighting peacefully, precisely, as I said, because apartheid was so devilish that Mandela and his colleagues thought that they had to fight it with violence. And so when Mandela went to jail, the young people radicalized and they started also to use men that were violent. And they were also determined for the same reason, because once they saw Mandela sent to jail, they understood that apartheid would not give in, and they could not give in. And so it was pretty much because both sides radicalized, became so radicalized that there was no other way out for the young people, for the South Africans who were discriminated by the apartheid system. For them, they had to fight and to continue what Mandela had started. It led me to the second legacy. Remember, I said that the first one is the fact that he was determined to fight, and that is a lesson for anyone. But there is, of course, a second lesson to learn from all of this, his legacy. It is the fact that when you have fought a good fight, as Mandela did, for a good cause, and you succeed, you win, basically, and you are changing, you want to change things, where you celebrate your victory not with bitterness. You have to understand that maybe even those people that you were fighting against, not all of them were on the side of the evil. Apartheid